And on that note, we're going to bring in our guest, a guy who I'm really proud of. And then, you know, he's been spending, I think, the last 4 years in Kansas City covering the Chiefs.
He's had a good job.
He's had a great job. And he is here in Atlanta this morning. And we're going to welcome in Aaron Ladd to Sunday mornings, weekend mornings with Sam and Greg here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Sam and Greg. Appreciate y'all having me on. What a beautiful game day Sunday this is in the city.
Now, where exactly are you literally right now? Because you sound like you're kind of like in the airport or, you know, it's kind of a hollow thing going on.
I am literally right now in a brand new apartment in Candler Edgewood Park. It's empty. You can hear my voice echoing off the
that's
wall.
That's what we're talking about. Okay.
Ain't nothing in there.
It's brand new. It's nothing in here. It's just me, a couple chairs. And we're ready to talk some ball.
See, he's here, and here's the deal. That's because he's not living in Kansas City anymore. He clicked his heels 3 times and ended up in Atlanta.
Oh, okay, there's a vision. Well, all right. Well, tell us the story.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations first. Why did this journey happen? Why are you here? And welcome back.
Hey, appreciate y'all. I'm from the Atlanta area originally. I went to Parkview in Stone Mountain, Lilburn area. So I always knew it was a goal of mine to try and get back home. Didn't know it was going to be Chiefs week, especially after spending the last 4 years in KC covering the Chiefs. But it's perfect timing. Come back home. Got a new job here at Atlanta News First, and I'm really excited to get started, especially today.
You can't bury that lead. Let's say that again. He's going to be at Atlanta's News Channel 46.
Yeah. He's going to be out there at Assembly. The studio, because
there
were movies. He might show up in a movie or two.
No, he ain't showing up. No, we're not competing. I'm the one he needs to talk to about that.
Well, that studio's at the movie studio.
Just because the studio's there don't mean they're going to put him in there. He got to talk to me. You got to, like Miles.
Yeah.
I got to hook him up, too.
Greg's going to work on you, Aaron.
I'm going to work on you, Aaron.
All right, Chiefs are coming in here for Sunday Night Football, and we're kind of feeling a certain kind of way here in Atlanta because what we saw the Falcons do against the Eagles. We know what we're facing against. You know, what are the Chiefs bringing to town with them tonight?
Yeah, I have a couple question marks around Kansas City. Obviously, they won the last two Super Bowls led by Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, and the nucleus they have there. But entering this Week 3 game, I wonder what their running back situation is going to look like. They lost Isaiah Pacheco after he had the fibula injury that required surgery. Don't know if he's going to return this season or next. So they signed Kareem Hunt to the practice squad, but Andy Reid says he's not going to be up and ready in speed and time for tonight's game. So it looks like their tailback, Carson Steele, is an undrafted free agent out of UCLA and Ball State. He played the part in preseason, but this is a completely different stage we're talking about, Sam and Greg. We're talking about Sunday Night Football, Arthur Blank going into the Ring of Honor, free concessions. Like, I wonder if Patrick Mahomes, not only in the run game, but also in pass protection, can get this rookie up to speed on what they need to do offensively. We know what Mahomes is going to do. Travis Kelce has been kind of quiet so far this season. Like, he hasn't been the traditional star that we've expected and seen from him, especially in that playoff run last year. Can Travis Kelce have a big breakout game for KC here on the primetime stage? I don't know. Atlanta, they have those two high safeties and those safeties that like to play ball and come down into the box. I wonder if they have a plan for Travis Kelce later today at the Dome.
That is Aaron Ladd. He's joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, let's do what most people don't do when you talk about these Chiefs. Talk about their defense. Because we spent all this time talking about their offense. You've been following that defensive side of the ball for the longest time. What do we need to know about where they are right now?
Yeah, Steve Spagnuolo's unit is probably the biggest reason why they were able to be so successful last year, especially in the postseason. You're talking about containing offenses like Miami, containing the Buffalo offense on the road, Lamar Jackson and that offense in Baltimore. They shut down the Niners. Like, they were one of the silent reasons why the team was so successful. Now, this offseason, you lose Jarius Sneed. The cornerback goes over to Tennessee. It's a lot of production. These little shutdown corners are so – they don't grow on trees. You can't just get those from the market or whatever. You got to kind of develop those guys. Trent McDuffie has stepped into that role. He was an all-pro last year. But defensively, a lot of teams have targeted their linebackers. Nick Bolton, Drew Tranquil, some of these guys, they like to put them in space and see the back of their jersey instead of the front of their jersey. That's usually been the weakness for KC or how teams try to exploit them. If you remember that Week 1 kickoff game, Isaiah Likely and the tight ends had a big day against those KC linebackers. maybe this is a Kyle Pitts game. Maybe everybody silences the Kyle Pitts noise, and he has another big day. You know, he had a touchdown in week one against Pittsburgh. The defense for KC is strong. They were a top 10 unit last year, but they can't be exploited.
Yep. Spending time with WaitForIt.com hotline with Aaron Latt, new WANF, Atlanta News First, here in town, coming back home, Kansas City. And he is social. You can follow him at Aaron Latt TV, Aaron Latt TV, all lowercase. You know, we got Kirk Cousins here. And the first game against Pittsburgh, you know, there was some struggles. Looked much better, more relaxed last week against Philadelphia. Thoughts about what your observations are of him and of this Falcons offense coming into the game tonight?
I mean, outside of last week's drive, it's crazy how we play the results, especially in the National Football League. Like, I was watching that game just befuddled about how the offense was as melancholy and vanilla. We finally saw him under center. Like, they're starting to try and move things around, but that one drive and the one win and the way that it happened and the narrative after that game, we feel a lot better. I'm not encouraged by some of the things we saw. Kirk has kind of come out and trying to, look, I'm healthy. I'm a little rusty, I think was one of the reports. You know, he's good to go, but he's not completely comfortable. I'm wondering why he didn't play in the preseason. I know he was pushing for that. I know there was a conversation around that. Offensively, the talent is there. Like, if I give you all of the proper ingredients to make a good meal, I expect at least something to eat, Sam. Obviously, they're 1-1 through the first two. This one is going to tell us a lot. And then obviously next week as well. I mean, the Saints have been absolutely flying so far this season, scoring a lot of points behind Derek Carr. You can only win one week at a time, so we'll focus on this one. If you win this week at home with Arthur Blank, I even saw a report this morning that people were calling this the biggest Atlanta Falcons game in regular season history. Like, I'm not buying into all that, but I do think that this is an important one. If you can go 2-2 in this first four, you feel better about where you are going forward down the line.
Aaron Latt again joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, Aaron, I'm from Chicago, and so I was around to watch those Bulls of the 90s and the conversation that swirled around them. And it wasn't just the team. It was the stuff that happened on the periphery. I bring this up as to say, first of all, welcome back to Atlanta. But you were in the eye of the storm last year covering this Chiefs team. What was it like doing your job with everything that surrounded this Kansas City team with Travis and you know who, and just the circus that was the Kansas City Chiefs last season?
It's been this way for, I wasn't at Kansas City the last 4 years. Like, it has that LeBron in Miami Heatles type of feel to it where, like you said, it's not just what actually happens on the field. Like, yes, if they were to go 3 in a row this year, like, there's no argument that they are possibly the greatest dynasty of all sports, no matter what. No one's ever done the 3 in a row. But it's the outside stuff. It's the T-shirts that they're wearing. It's the fashion statements. It seemed like it didn't even have to be star players. Shout out Harrison Butker, who's from the Atlanta area as well. Like, they always found ways to stay in the headlines. And from my perspective, it was very fruitful. I'm not going to lie about that. Part of preparation is not only being in the right spot, but it's also getting lucky. Like, I absolutely got lucky being there at the right time. Covered 2 Super Bowls in person, a third one virtually. That was the one where they lost to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. But it's been a really fun ride. I have no qualms about my time in Kansas City. Ate a bunch of barbecue, went crazy, and the Chiefs were a big part of that. Absolutely.
Now, how do you stack up the Kansas City barbecue to what we got here in town? Because I know a lot of people are going to say,
"Come on, now, you're trying to get me in trouble. You trying to?"
No, that's okay. You'll be all right.
You'll be okay.
This city isn't known for that. It's got some places, but you know, it's not like going and telling them folks in Kansas City, "Y'all don't know how to make barbecue."
So, they do barbecue very well.
But so what's next for you here? You know, I mean, we know about your job, but what are you looking forward to most as you get yourself reingratiated to this city?
I'm actually looking most forward to reconnecting with both of my parents. You know how it is in the news business. You know, you never take a holiday off or you're moving around. I cut a bunch of Thanksgiving short trying to get to games and be in places. The Chiefs especially, I mean, I think they play on every game this year, every day this year except for a Wednesday. So I was moving around and sacrificing a lot of family time not being able to see them. So I'm actually headed to church right now with my dad, and we're going to enjoy that family time. It's one of the big reasons why I'm excited to get back.
Yeah, the other thing, you realize things that have been merged and changed, and maybe some school names have been changed with the high schools and middle schools around here. Hey, I don't know if you've been gone that long, but, you know, some of those things change as well, man. You know.
Is it still called Parkview? As long as it's still Parkview, we're good.
This is Parkview Brookwood Week, I have you know.
Oh, well, I'm ready. I'm going to rep my colors.
that game is happening this week. That's always big, the Battle of Five Forks Trickum. Man, happy to have you back in town.
Yes, sir.
Proud of you. Look forward to seeing you tonight. And, you know, hey, great, good, and do great work over there at Atlanta News First.
Appreciate y'all. Stay in touch. We'll see you soon.